Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to the Man and Candace podcast, everybody. It's your girl Candace back at it again with another episode. Today we're going to talk about rejection and my recent dealings with it in the past few months, in the past few years. Rejected. Yeah, you just got rejected. R-E-J-E-C-T-E-D, rejected. Rejection is not easy to deal with, but before we hop into it, visit the description links below in the podcast description. Here I go again. Today we're listening to Venus Doom album by Him, my favorite band.
Hold me inside your infernal suffering touch. Me inside, hold on. Hold yourself in the suffering yet.
Sorry, I had a moment. But before we hop into this episode, visit the Patreon and pledge that pledge. Pick your tier. The first tier of the Patreon is a digital fine art print and a digital commission. The second tier is everything in tier one except you get a painting commission. The third tier is everything in tier two. In addition, you get a charcoal commission. So all three for $50. Tier two is $25 and tier one is $10. Free shipping in all tiers. Thank you very much. If you'd like to sponsor this podcast, go to info@mdmaq.com. And those of you who would like to follow us on Instagram, follow us at the Man and Candace podcast and at mdmaq. You guys, I requested Instagram verification. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I get verified on Instagram because I have three pages. One's a business, one's for the podcast. The podcast is doing great numbers, and I think it's time I be verified. I mean, there's articles written about me in the past for being an artist, and just it's time. I've applied twice before and got rejected both times. I don't know why, but whatever. So today we're going to talk about rejection, and there seems to be like a correlation between the full moon and me being rejected. I don't usually shoot my shot, but when I do, I get rejected. I tend to lead with my heart on my sleeve. Which is the problem. And if there are other areas in my life where I'm lacking that causes me to get rejected, I don't know what they are. I'm trying to be more self-aware. I'm trying to look at myself in an objective way. I'm definitely not one of those women that... Of course, I like to call myself a 10, but objectively, I'm probably like a 6 or like a 7 at the most. That's objectively speaking, but like subjectively speaking, I'm a 10. Does that make sense? But this morning was a beautiful full moon. It was pink. It wasn't red, it's the slightest. It was a pink full moon, and it was beautiful. I've never seen the moon like that. I got, like, a slight picture of it, and I'm kind of sad. But, like, it was a good full moon. I am desperate right now. I feel like I'm running out of time, whatever that means. I feel like I only have a few years left of being beautiful and hot. I know it's temporary. And I don't do things to help the aging process. Like, I definitely drink, I stay up late, and I smoke. But I feel like I'm losing a race. I don't feel like... I'm not trying to say I'm in competition with other women. I'm just saying that, like, the time that I had to get a man is running out. Pretty much ran out. I spent most of my time stuck on someone else or involved in a lot of hookups or basically a hoe phase. My whole 20s, I was not oriented about relationships at all. After my first boyfriend, I was like, I'll never do this again. I was 18 at the time. And then, boom, the whole decade of my 20s, pretty much, I had fun. And now I'm ready to settle down. Well, I'm thinking about settling down. I feel like I want someone. I feel like for the first time, I'm starting to think about what I want. And now that I'm starting to get serious, I'm starting to date with a purpose. And I feel like now that I'm dating with a purpose and the people that I was going for are not going for me, I feel desperate. I feel lonely, and we'll get into that. For those of you who listen to Kevin Samuels, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. But he talked about women aged 27 to 35. He talked about them hitting a wall. And he called it the danger zone. It's where I've seen women 35. And, like, that's the end of the wall for me. Like, I don't want to get there and be single or be married and not have vetted enough and settled. I don't want to settle because I'm desperate. I'm in this weird spot. Like, I want it all, but I don't want to settle. But I also don't have the luxury of not settling. Does that make sense? Like, I no longer have the option to be picky I no longer have the option to be careless about who I'm dating. I have to date with a purpose. I have to date knowing that they want a relationship. And that's hard to come by these days with the men that I find attractive. And this is where the cognitive dissonance comes in. I convince myself that the men that I conventionally find as my type, I think my type needs to change, because my type is irresponsible. Inherently, when you look deeper in the surface, they're fuckboys. And I feel like I've matured a lot in the past 6 weeks to the point where I know that my options are no good, because that's who I choose to be attracted to. The type of guys that I'm attracted to are generally players and fuckboys, drug dealers, deviants, people who are notorious or infamous. And the older, the ones that are my age, they're taken. The ones that are younger just want to either don't want anything to do with me or, like, want to have sex only. And that's fine. They're young. But I'm looking for something more. And then the guys who always, and here's the caveat, the guys who always wanted more with me, I never wanted anything to do with them. It goes both ways. Being rejected, you reject others that... I'm not saying these were good options for me. I'm just saying that I've had men that I've turned down severely. Oh, I love this song. To the deadliest sin we confess. Tears of joy feel alright. We are see your tears. Cry out their prophecies of doom. My heart's a graveyard, baby. Evil we make low. On our passion's killing floor. You guys, this song live is amazing. And I'm sad I'll never see it again because the band broke up. Listen to my Hymn Obsession episode. explain to you, like, my tattoos and all that good stuff. So my options are running thin. It's like, I don't want the ones that want me. The ones that I want don't want me. And there's the ones that are in between. The ones that are in between are the ones that are curious about me, or the ones I'm curious about. They have potential. But I tend, like I said, I tend to lead with my heart on my sleeve. And it reeks. I reek of wanting a relationship. I just stink of that. And it's like, it sucks because I wish I could. I wish people who wanted a relationship. I feel like there's a lot of fronting going on. I feel like there's a lot of, like, hiding intentions going on. I want a relationship. But I don't want it with just anybody. I don't have anyone specifically in mind. But I don't just want it with anybody. I feel like the older I get, the men that I want, they prefer younger women, like 21 to 24. I'm going to be 27 on August 10th. And I definitely feel like men who are 36, who are 21 to 36 want, like I said, women 18 to 24. I can see why. That's when they're naive and beautiful. They can't be beautiful and up with game, because they've been through a few things. I feel like when I was that age, a lot of men just ran through me and used me because I was 21, 20. 18, 19, 22, 23, 24. A lot of guys use me as their side chick. Like I said, the naivete of being that young is very powerful to these men. It's very attractive. That's either here nor there. That doesn't have nothing to do with my rejection issues. I feel like I'm going to end up single forever. I hate to admit this. I hate to say this is true. But I texted the 21-year-old yesterday. I know. I feel so embarrassed now. I texted him like, hey, this is me. I even sent a picture of myself, like a fucking loser. I was like, hey, this is me. We met, we stopped talking, not sure why, but I just want to be friends. And, like, he never responded. And I clearly don't know how to handle rejection. I don't know how to take rejection, clearly. I think I need to get a grip because I'm making myself look stupid. I love this song too. What the fuck, Siri?
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
No!
Okay.
I hate how this fucking Siri is like the MacBook. And like, argh! I'm reaching for your shadow, drowning in the kiss of dawn. At the kiss of dawn. Villa, don't sue me. Please don't sue me. So, you guys, hop onto the Patreon. Go to mdmenq.com. At the top of the page, you can click a link. Or visit the description of the podcast and visit the links in there. You'll find the Patreon link. You'll find an email for me personally for sponsorship opportunities. You will find our Instagrams. And you will find... I think that's it. Oh, my website. Into your eyes. Tier 1 of the Patreon, y'all. You get a digital fine art print and a digital commission. Tier 2, you get everything in Tier 1 except you get a painting. 8.5 by 11 inches. Also a commission. Free shipping on all tiers. Tier 3, which is all includes everything in Tier 2 except you get a charcoal commission. $10, $25, and $50 respectively on all tiers. Loneliness is hard. If it wasn't for this podcast, I think I'd be having a very hard time dealing with being lonely. I'm alone 24/7. I don't want to cry. Sorry, I need a second. I've been single for 3 years. And, like, I've never been the type to want someone because I'm lonely. But I'm getting to that point. Like, I'm getting to that point. I don't like going to bed by myself. I don't like waking up by myself. I don't like watching Rick and Morty by myself. I don't like watching my comedians. I don't like going to the mall by myself. Everything I do is just so independent and, like, makes me so independent. And I feel like I'm so independent. Like, that's unattractive to a lot of men that I find attractive. It's just, I reek of this, I can do it all bad. I can do bad all by myself attitude. And, like, I need someone. I need someone there. And not just anyone. And, like, I feel like this rejection from Zay is just making me so desperate for attention and for affection and intimacy. And these are issues that I have to deal with myself. I haven't had sex in, like, a month. And I think I want to keep it this way because I'm purging. I feel like I'm finally dealing with issues that I have when it comes to my sexual health and my sexual well-being. I feel like I have a lot of demons. That need to be sorted out. But I feel like in the past 2 years, I hooked up a lot due to loneliness. Loneliness is very hard. Like I said, it's like breathing, but you can't breathe. It's like breathing with no oxygen. That's how I can describe being lonely. So if you're lonely, just know you're not alone in that. Let me just gather my thoughts really quick. Sorry. I have a little bit of weed. You guys, speaking of weed, Puff Pass Paint Party is underway. I'm looking for venues. Oh, I'm looking for a venue specifically that will let you smoke inside. How cool is that? I love this song too.
I have the keys to unlock love's heart. To hold you in my sweetest pain and suffering. A loss and war.
So, I was wrestling with myself before I texted him. I was like, what have you done to improve yourself? Like, what have you done differently? I'm like, well, I've tightened up on the cleanliness, tightened up on the hygiene, tightened up on the dressing, tightened up on the weight loss, tightened up on the makeup. And I'm just like, why am I doing this? Why am I twisting and molding myself to try to make myself palatable for someone who I'm not that attractive to? He doesn't find me that attractive. He probably doesn't even find me that attractive at all. One thing I need to work on is how to handle rejection. If someone says no, I need to say okay and move on. I hope my loneliness doesn't get the best of me. And I don't mean the S word. I don't mean suicide. I don't want to become a bigger whore than I already am. Like, I don't want to settle for, like, for, this is a wild example, but, like, an open relationship. No offense to people with open relationships, but me settling for an open relationship is me trying to keep someone, me trying to trap someone. In a sense that I'm going to let you sleep with whoever you want in order for you to stay with me. That's the only reason why I would, if someone were, because I would never, if I were to end up in an open relationship, hypothetically, it would be because the person wanted it, not me. I would be so insecure. And this is where I need to work on my self-love and security even more. I need to start chipping away. And that's the next podcast episode, is what is self-love and how to do it. And examples of what isn't self-love. Rejection is a motherfucker, because I'm sitting here and I'm questioning, am I desirable? And, like, I have to look at it objectively. And, like, objectively, am I desirable? Yes. But I come across like I don't want anybody, and that has to change. Or I come across like I have a lot of options. And, like, I don't know. See, self-awareness is something that is quite new to me. Looking at myself objectively is quite new to me. And I had to do that because I noticed that I'm not getting as much attention as I used to. No one's like sending me, because before, every day I would get DMs like, you're beautiful, you're so hot, you know, like, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. I haven't been called beautiful in like a month. I feel like I'm constantly playing games when it comes to potential relationships, and I just fumbled a bag. I feel like there needs to be like a dating coach on how to stop playing games. My hell begins from the 10th
and descends to the circle 666. And from there I crawl beneath Lucifer's claws just for one last kiss.
Watch, watch, watch. Okay. And you just not do that so close to the fucking... I love the I don't know why I do the like I'm shooting a gun or something. And I'm like, wow, 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 wow. Like I people air guitar, I like sing guitar. I don't know. Moving on is hard for me because a lot of memories live rent-free in my brain. I have a good memory and it's a blessing and a curse. Like, I just keep holding on to the memory of my back being rubbed, of me being kissed on the forehead, of me being cuddled. I crave intimacy. I crave intimacy more than sex. Like, I think that's what I'm trying to get at, is the intimacy that follows sex sometimes. I think the source of my loneliness is a severe lack of intimacy that I'm not getting. There are no intimacy. There is no intimacy in like random hookups. You know what I'm saying? And if there are, then if there is, then it's a trap. A trap. So instead of pondering, well, I think I should. I think it's healthy to try to explore why I'm being rejected. Not by just one person, but like I said, I noticed a lack of attention lately. I think I just need to keep doing what I'm doing and add more consistency and go a little harder. I'm going to the gym every day. I'm, you know, doing good as far as like working on my money issues. As far as like character building, I'm trying to be less about all about looks while maintaining my looks and improving my looks, but like trying to be less shallow. Working on my femininity, working on my domesticality. I think I just need to be healthy, keep putting myself first, and learn how to accept rejection and move on. If someone doesn't like me, then I just gotta accept it and move on. I can't dwell on it for months and try to change that person's mind, and because that's crazy. That is crazy. I'd rather look any... Look, I don't want to look crazy. I already look crazy. I don't want to look crazy. So good night, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're listening. Thank you for streaming the Manic Candace podcast. We have passed 620 downloads for the month. That's more than last month's entire downloads. Thank you so much. And we're not even halfway through the month. as bare as a face, and all these wounds remain unhealed. Blessed to kill our new slaves, our hearts around love's will. Thrilled to start all over again. Dead lovers' lanes remain the memory stain and suck the blood right out of my heart. I love this song. I love this album. I love this band. I love you. You guys, let's take this podcast to the top. Go ahead and rate us 5 stars and leave a review. Follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at the Mannequinist Podcast and me at MDMAQ. Subscribe to the Patreon. And if you'd like to sponsor the podcast, email me at info@mdmaq.com. Bye-bye. Crawl down dead lovers' lane. Embrace the pain again. A dead lover's lane.